You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Marty Padgett, editor of thecarconnection.com. We want to talk with Marty about what the Big Three have rolled out at this year's International Auto Show in Detroit, which wraps up this weekend, as well as how the Big Three are reacting to the money they've gotten so far from the industry bailout authorized by former President Bush and what they're hoping for from the new administration. And Marty, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
One of the things that the automakers tried to express to Congress on multiple occasions last year is that they see what they need to do to make themselves viable in the future, and they're working towards that. What have they unveiled? What have they said during the past 2 weeks at this auto show to try and convince folks that they do, in fact, know what it's going to take to get themselves righted here?
Well, a lot of it came to what was not said, what was not covered. At the Detroit Auto Show, you would be hard-pressed to have heard the word SUV or to have seen any SUVs or to see anything that was a huge V8-powered gas guzzler. All the talk was about battery-powered vehicles, electrifying vehicles, and you know, particularly at the GM stand with their new Cadillac concept. It's basically a version of the Chevy Volt. They really were putting their best foot forward with their most fuel-efficient cars.
And in terms of when these would be viable, mass-produced and so forth, what are they saying?
Well, they're saying by the end, Volt production at the end of next year. The problem is GM came out yesterday and said we probably don't have enough cash on hand to last through the end of March.
And so what are they asking for? What have they gotten so far from the government, and how have they used that?
Well, they're using the money right now just to keep the doors open and to craft these recovery plans that the new administration wants to see. So far, the UAW has said that they don't believe that they can even come up with a viable proposal by February 17th, which is the deadline that's been imposed. So the issue right now for GM and Chrysler is trying to get access to more money so that they can push that window further back and craft a decent turnaround plan that's going to probably involve an injection or maybe two injections more of federal money just so they can stay in business this year.
Now, there was some speculation that some of the money would be coming once the second half of the TARP money was released. Is that their expectation, or do they need to go back to Washington, in their opinion, and convince this new administration and a slightly new configuration in Congress that they're worthy of the money one more time?
I think it's part of the latter. I think they've proven that they need the money. I think whether they're worth it or not is not really the assessment. The assessment is, will the new business plans they're coming up with get more investment from the government than they got previously? I think with the Obama administration, there's going to be a real push to retain union jobs and non-union jobs too. So really, it's a question of, does the business plan look good to the public, and how much money can we inject in them without people being up in arms over saving the auto industry?
Marty, you talked about how there is a clear shift towards energy-efficient vehicles at the North American International Auto Show. What else about this business plan did the Big Three and their leadership believe shows that they are on the right track and that they're going to convince folks here in Washington that they are worthy of getting this money, that they have the right business plan in place that makes this a good investment on the part of the government and ultimately the taxpayer?
I think Ford was positioned pretty well. Of course, they haven't taken any TARP money yet. They have started to make inquiries with the government as to how it might work. So I think they recognize that sales aren't going to really pick back up this year, and they'll probably have to dip into some federal funds. But, you know, they've been introducing hybrids and smaller cars, and they just came out with an announcement this morning about more fuel-efficient transmissions for a whole range of new cars they're coming out with next year. So I think they're well-positioned, at least, to appeal to the government for an investment. Chrysler, on the other hand, has teamed up with Fiat, of all companies. The Fiat, the company that's courted them on and off for 30 years, what they're planning on doing is offering Fiat basically a third in their company just to allow them access to small cars and small car technology. So those two companies have positioned themselves fairly dramatically for investments or additional investments. GM is still working on its business plan, but pretty much saying that the future of our company is with extended range vehicles like the Volt, with smaller vehicles, and not talking a whole lot about the big expensive SUVs.
How long does it take to implement this plan, and when do they expect to see results on the bottom line as to whether it's paying off?
Well, this is a big concern I have for all the bailout monies. I think the American public is going to lose patience before we begin to see results, because a lot of things happened in 2010. The electrification of vehicles is in full force pretty much by then. New electric vehicles from Nissan, from Toyota, the EREVs like the Chevy Volt, Ford's wave of small cars. It's also the point where GM and Ford and Chrysler have to contribute or have, can pay workers less and are contributing money to pension and health care funds, but there's a breakover point where their cost base really drops. The problem is that's probably 18 months away. Will the American public be willing to stick by them and inject money as needed to get to that point? And in the meantime, the sales estimates for this year are down around 10.5, 11 million units. And talking with Rick Wagoner last week at the auto show, I asked him, how many cars do we need to sell in the U.S. for you to be profitable? And they said their projections were around 12.5 million units. It's a big problem.
And in terms of the atmosphere at the auto show, do people see a light at the end of the tunnel here, Marty, or do they see this as a still a very dark time with a very uncertain ending here?
It's still a very dark time. Even the Japanese brands were hanging on by fingernails. Toyota reported a loss this year. Honda was very quiet. Only the Germans showed up with any measure of confidence, and I'm not sure how well-placed that confidence is. There's a lot of money yet to be spent for Volkswagen in particular to build a new plant, start building new vehicles here, specifically designed for America. Who knows what the world is going to look like in 2 years when they're ready to go.
A little more than 30 seconds left with Marty Padgett, editor of thecarconnection.com. And Marty, what kind of money will be asked for the next time these folks come to Washington, and how long do they think it'll last them?
You know, I suppose that they're going to have to plan for a 2- or 3-stage bailout that is going to accommodate changing market conditions. If things get better in the second half of the year, if car sales pick up, if we're all of a sudden back to 13 million unit range, most of the companies will be able to skate through with less. If the market stays as it is today, we're looking probably more than $25 billion just for this year alone.
Marty, it's going to be very interesting to watch and see how these companies try to make the case for additional government assistance. Thank you so much for bringing us the latest information.
Thank you.
Marty Padgett is editor of thecarconnection.com. This is Dateline Washington.